Get that need on your mind. Sometimes we're going to denial and we don't want to deal with issues. And we've even been taught to just make positive confessions, even if it means ignoring the facts. But sometimes you need to be able to open up to God and say, God, I need something. I don't just want to come to service. I have a need. I need you to meet it. You're the only one that can do it. And I'm going to worship you and praise you and lift you up. But while I'm praising you, do Lord, remember my little need.
Praise Zion.
Join your hand that's up with somebody next to you. Just touch him right now. And let's touch and agree right in this moment. For that need that's on your heart, somebody's daughter, somebody's finances. Father, I thank you. Because you're a need meter. And there's nothing on my mind tonight that you cannot fix. We pray, God, that your anointing would flow and minister right to that thing that's on her mind right now. That thing that's on your son's mind, touch it now. The devil shouldn't have let him get in here tonight, because I know you're going to meet needs. Let the anointing move across the airways. Let it get in the heavenlies. Let it get in the atmosphere. Touch. When they get home, let somebody see the miracle. Let somebody wake up in the morning to a miracle. Let somebody get a phone call in the next 3 days, a miracle. Great God, mighty God. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think. Meet that need. In Jesus' name, amen. Now witness to 3 or 4 people and tell them God's going to do that thing for you. Let's thank him. If you believe it, if you believe he'll meet every need in your life, just take a Holy Ghost wave. And let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your heart and mind. Tonight. Somebody ought to celebrate tonight. Somebody ought to celebrate. If you believe he heard your prayers, you ought to just say, he will supply all my needs.
Like you believe God in you.